Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the English News Desk, I'm Emer McCarthy. Pilgrims in St. Peter's Square wrapped themselves warm against the November chill this Wednesday as they greeted Pope Benedict and prepared to hear the latest installment in his lessons on St. Paul. This, the ninth in the series, was the second to focus on the saint's proclamation of Christ's death and resurrection, and the first to move on to his teaching on the Lord's second coming.
Dear brothers and sisters, in our continuing catechesis on St. Paul, we now turn from his proclamation of Christ's death and resurrection to his teaching on the Lord's second coming. For Paul, the Lord's return at the end of time will be accompanied by the resurrection of the dead and the consummation of his kingdom, when all those who believed in him and trusted in his promises will be with him forever in glory. Christ's victorious reign has in fact already begun. Yet we who have received the Spirit as the first fruits of our redemption patiently await the fulfillment of that plan in our lives. Our life in this world, marked by trials and tribulations, must be inspired by the hope of heaven and the expectation of our resurrection to glory. Paul's rich eschatology linking the already of Christ's resurrection to the not yet of our life in this world is reflected in his statement that in hope we were saved. This same joyful expectation of the Lord's return and the fulfillment of the Father's saving plan is seen in the ancient Christian prayer with which he concludes his first letter to the Corinthians. Maranatha, come Lord Jesus.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.